You know, a lot of people come up to me and they ask me, Marco, what is it that motivates you most? And to answer their question, I reply back with a question. I say, what if I told you that you had 1 week left to live? Would you regret not pursuing your dreams, passions, and desires? Would you regret not living your life to the fullest? Would you regret not spending as much time with your family, friends, or loved ones? If you're living a life that you would not be okay with losing because you weren't able to do things you wanted to do, then now you know that you need to change something. Life is simply too short and unpredictable. I've seen it firsthand. It is not worth it to live it safe, basic, and traditional. But do you know why most people choose to live that safe life over taking risks in their life? I mean, there's a pretty good argument not to. Why would you? Why would you take a risk that puts you through stress, puts your family through stress, makes you lose sleep, makes you lose time, makes you put in the extra work, makes you take ridiculous chances that are 1 to 1,000? You know, but before I even continue, the chance of you being born is 1 to 400 trillion. That number is so big you cannot even wrap your head around it. But okay, what I wanted to say was that the reason why people don't want to take these risks is because right now they feel like they got a lot to lose and that their current situation is relatively nice. And most importantly, right now, they are comfortable. They got used to living basic within society standards, being with their friends every now and then, being well rested. They got comfortable. And when you get comfortable, you don't want to move. You will literally, unconsciously, see your whole life go right by you. And the main reason that I'm serious about this now is because I am pissed off for greatness. I want to move mountains. And like Ray Lewis once said, if you're not pissed off for greatness, then you're okay with being mediocre. And I am definitely not okay with being average. And I don't think anyone should be. So now the question becomes, what is it that you truly have to lose? If you pursue your dreams and you fail, sure, you might be a little bit more financially unstable. You might experience stress or other feelings you wish you never had to experience. But either way, even if you fail, you will end up back to where you started, which is where you are now. So what do you literally have to lose? Some of you right now, you're thinking about maybe starting a business. You have a great idea that you want to incorporate into your lifestyle. Maybe you're thinking about pursuing your dreams to the fullest. Maybe you're thinking about putting in the work to become a doctor, an engineer, a firefighter, a professional athlete. But some of you won't follow these ambitions because you're afraid. You're afraid to fail, you let the fear of failure dictate your actions, and you're afraid of what mama or papa thinks, you're afraid of what your sister, your brother thinks, or your grandpa, or your grandma, or your cousins, or whoever. But what truly matters is you. You are in possession of a gift. You have a talent, and whatever that talent is, you can make yourself and the people around you a stronger and better place with it. But sometimes, the only way to do that is to take a risk. At one point, you have got to take a leap if you want to make that gift that you have become a reality. Otherwise, society will gladly accept you as a 9-to-5 slave working just to pay off your rent and to stay alive and to live for the weekend, which is the absolute worst way to live. I would rather live each day as if it were my last and take every risk possible in these sacred moments that I have on earth now to make myself as successful and happy as possible than to be sitting in my deathbed when I'm 90 years old regretting not taking a chance and thinking about what my life could have been if I just jumped when I was 18. You know, when I was 13, I had this teacher who was an absolutely amazing person. I'd known him for several years then, and he had 2 kids, a loving wife. He was a man of God, contributed to the community. He gave us everything that he had, and he would bike to school every single day. I always remember him coming to school on his bike, and One morning on his way to school, it was early in the morning, he was crossing an intersection, a reckless driver comes out of nowhere, hits him, he dies on the spot, on the moment of impact. His death taught me so many valuable things in life, and one of them being that it went on to show that no matter how much you don't deserve to die, and no matter how good of a person you are, and no matter what your situation is, no matter anything, it goes to show that death is inevitable and random, and it will eventually consume each and every single one of us, whether it's in 50 years, in 10 years, next year, or even tomorrow. You cannot control it. The people around you cannot control it. As long as you're at the wrong place, at the wrong time, your whole life could disappear in the blink of an eye, along with everything you wished you could have done. Whether you're walking down the street, whether you're stepping into the elevator, whether you're walking down the stairs, whether you're just existing, listen, you'll see people from nowhere die of a heart attack. No family history, no symptoms, no causes, nothing. It happens, and that's the cruel life that we live in. And it's something that we cannot control. So what I want to make clear is that regardless of the path that you take in your life, at one point, death will consume you. It doesn't care whether you floss your teeth in the morning, whether you raise a family or not, whether you go on to be rich, poor, a success, a failure, whatever. You are still going to die at one point. It is that simple. And knowing that you're going to die soon should be the biggest motivation to both make the difficult decisions in life and to get your ass out of bed in the morning. So now the question becomes, what is it that you truly have to lose? Because tomorrow is not a promise. I would rather die trying to live my dreams than to live a longer life filled with regret.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.